If you've been told to pull your socks up recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on the Up Your Brave show. Next up, I'm talking to Bridget Clare. She joined us back in 2023 about natural health and being more grounded in your life. And now she's back today to talk about be your own health authority. Welcome to the show, Bridget.
Thanks, Nat. It's great to be back and great to see you again. Thanks for having me.
For those of you that may not know Bridget, Bridget Clare is a wise, multifaceted natural health practitioner, an experienced medical herbalist, naturopath, nutritionist, rongoa practitioner, natural health educator, and one of Dr. Zach Bush's International Journey of Intrinsic Health coaches. She's a lover of our earth and learning. Bridget embodies well-being from a lifetime of playing, as she says, preferably naked, in nature, barefoot, bathing, breathing, and basking and beautifying in nature's diverse environments and cultures. Being attuned with sacred cyclic rhythms has allowed Bridget's ascension through the higher realms to attain nature's wisdom and help generate universal healing and uplift global well-being of our planet and humanity, something we definitely need. Bridget is one of nature's kaitaki guardians who authentically shares her wisdom with passion, supporting her community to seed themselves with nature's intelligence. And she has a growing community, aptly named The Remembering, a space where people are encouraged to be their own health authority. And that's author-ity, to awaken their intrinsic knowing, to heal completely, and stay to play, thrive, and be vital in life. Well, that is a lot to soak in, Bridget. I know you've got a massive CV and so many years of experience in the health realm. And I feel like people are ready more than ever for wisdom and insight of your kind. So thank you for coming back on.
Thanks. Yeah, wisdom, it's huge, isn't it? And I think we together, because I've known you for a while too, Nat, and, you know a lot of women around us and in this community, we're wise women. You know, we've got the experience and we've gained the knowledge from years, and bringing that knowledge and experience together brings wisdom.
Well, I think one of the things I think you're going to talk about today is the fact that everybody has their own innate and inner wisdom, because this topic of being your own authority, it's, we're changing the way that we approach our own body and our own health. So what do you mean by this topic that you've selected? Lay it out for us. What does that mean to you? Be your own health authority.
Well, in that word, I'm very much a wordsmith. I pull words apart and see how, you know, words are affecting us, because obviously it is spelling, and that's broadcasting spells through words. And so this particular word, authority, has the word author in it. And so we are the own script writer for our stories. And so it's being able to grab those back again, or, you know, becoming our own authority from what we know. You know, when I talked about the knowledge and, you know, the experiences we've had, that's what makes us uniquely individual. And we need to come together. I mean, that word that that you said, kaitiaki, it means guardian, it means steward. It means that we're here to be able to live within this realm and steward our way through, but by being a guardian of everything we're using and everything that we're creating, so that it's in a sacred space, because we've got too many synthetics in our environment, right? And this is really affecting our story and the way that we can move forward. So it's really being able to grab that story, turn it around and give it a bit different perspective, or a different fuel, if you like, so that we can drive forward with a different aspect or different, you know, pathways and journeys in the future, because that's what we have to do. We've become too reliant on these things, these synthetic things in our environment.
What do you mean by synthetics? I just want to jump in so that you can lay that out for people. Can you give some examples?
Anything not from nature.
Clothing.
basically anything that's not made from nature. So when we look at things in our environment, clothes we're wearing, you know, we're wearing plastic. If you're wearing polyester, you're wearing plastic. Your body is a living organism, and it's, you know, we're very unique. The human being is very unique, and all of the other animals in nature, you know, we're able to self-regulate and self-organize. You know, my body knows each cell's purpose because, you know, a liver cell is there to make bile, and it stands there in its strength making bile for me, the larger organism, for me to thrive in this life. How wonderful that I've got that liver cell knowing what it's doing for me, you know. And it's the same with every cell in our body. It has the ability to act with reverence, with respect for the bigger being, for the macro, if you like. So it's the micro feeding into the macro. Now, other synthetics in our environment, we know these well, plastics. You know, there's many things like pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are a big one. I work in that industry, actually. And, you know, they're there for a reason, but they need to be the ambulance at the bottom of the hill. When we've had an accident and they're life-saving, of course, but we need to take back that authority over our own tinana, over our own body, and know that it's a live, living organism. I do the training.
That is so timely, because just yesterday I was sitting in my daughter's car because our car was getting the brakes fixed, which is very important. Yeah. And I was just picking up a few things and looking at, you know, what does she have in the glove box? And there was like the pawpaw cream, and I took a photo of the back of it, right? The first ingredient, petroleum. And then there was some sort of fragrance, right? And again, synthetic fragrance. And we're trying to weed out anything that's not natural. Generally something we always do. It depends who does the shopping and what comes home. But same thing, like look at the back of your dishwashing detergent. Like what is in there? So that's what you mean, right? So it's what we wear, absolutely, what we consume on our body. But there's so many synthetics around in terms of cleaning and being fresh, like deodorant and spray, all these sprays that the teenagers spray on themselves.
Totally. You know, when we look at this, we're putting these things on our body, and our body is a living organism, as I said, and our body will adapt to its environment, you know, and to what we feed it as well. And I'm talking about through every orifice, you know, what we're looking at, what we're visualizing. And this is when we talk about teenagers, it's really important because they're watching their phones. We're cyclic beings. You know, when we're watching artificial light, it's changing the cycles. Our bodies gets confused as to what time of day it is because we're not in nature seeing the actual sunrise or sunset and resetting our circadian rhythm, if you like, within that. And when we've got these ingredients like petroleum coming in, you know, our body's got to adapt to actually deal with that. And that's what I mean by synthetics. When we're putting all of these synthetics on ourselves, we're actually becoming transhuman because we actually have to deal with these things that aren't us. And our body has to adapt to being able to either digest it and expel it from the body, or take it on board and work out how we're going to use it. And this is the whole thing with our humanism. We take things for granted. We're so amazing. We're so miraculous in the way that we can heal just by what we feed ourselves. And I mean, I run the national training program for the biggest supplement company in New Zealand. And I'm often talking to people about, you know, ingredients like zinc. If we don't put zinc in, it goes into over 600 biological functions. It works as a coenzyme. If we don't put zinc in, it's like not putting baking powder in your cake. You get a flop. And, you know, this is really important because we're like a cake. When we make a cake, we follow the recipe. We actually follow the process and we get all of the ingredients right. When we're feeding ourselves, and it doesn't matter what orifice it's coming in, we're not really conscious or being very you know, aware of what effect or what that will do to our body. And the other thing here too, when we try to mimic nature, there will always be a consequence. So, you know, this is really what we're doing. And when I talk about this authority, bringing it back and writing your own story, I know that there's a lot of, you know, people out there that are experiencing confusion and struggles with their health and with their well-being because they don't know which direction to go. And there are, you know, many gurus out there giving their knowledge. I mean, gu means light. Dark, ru means light. It's the dark and the light coming together within you. So be your own guru. You know how to do it. It's within you. It's awakening this wisdom and this ancient knowledge that actually has been passed down to us through the years and through our ancestors. We just need to reawaken it because in the last 50 or more years or 150 years, we've been programmed into believing that we need to live a certain way to get certain results or certain outcomes. And actually, we need to take that back and go back to simplicity and work it out, you know, where we get our fuel, you know, where we are in the world. We're actually, you know, the micro part of the bigger macro. And in saying that, we're not actually a keystone species. Humans are not a keystone species in this world. And when I say that, you know.
Yeah, can you explain that?
We're extractive. We're extracting from the ecosystem rather than contributing to it. So we need to really change that story around and become the, you know, the source and the giver. We're here to work with nature, not to extract from her. And so she is starting to kick us off. And we can see that globally, you know, and being keystone, when we look at places like Yellowstone Park, when they took the wolves away, that's when the actual land began to die and the whole ecosystem. And when they brought the wolves back, the whole ecosystem healed itself. And this is what it means to be complete, to have diversity, to have a diverse ecosystem. And that's what it means that we have this layered universe, because within this universe, we have a diverse microbiome, which is bacteria, fungi, the microzoa, all of these that are helping for us to live and to get the energy that we need through these systems to thrive here. But we're doing more to be extractive than we are to balance out that, you know, regulate it, if you like.
Okay, so then going forward for people, because you're right, I think in the past, like you said, 150 years, we have been very much the pharmaceutical industry has kind of run the show as such, and people's go-to was to go to the doctor, get the script. Now things are changing, thank goodness. And you're encouraging people to take more ownership of their own health and be the author of their own story with their innate wisdom. But they are confused, like you said. So even you mentioned zinc, and I'm thinking, well, I mean, I have zinc upstairs in my pantry and I might pop a few now and then, but I really don't have a plan. How would someone know if they are deficient in zinc? Are we all deficient in zinc? Like how would you know? And you mentioned guru. It's like, how do we know who to trust as well? We want to trust ourselves, but granted, some people have trained in the area of holistic health and healing, and they probably know more than the average person. So how do we know where to start if we want to? We know the gut's important, but we don't know how to know what to have and what not to have. Where do we go?
This is really important because we do have many, so many differences. But really, when we look at our body, it's attuning. And I have called this period of time the attunement. You know, it's the time to be able to tune in, to really come into your gut and know what's happening. Now, there are a lot of people out there with gut issues and they're not going to be able to tune in if they have gut issues. So that's where I say go and get some gut healing or source somebody that can help you. And I run a community. One of the biggest things that I do with people first is heal their gut and their liver, actually, and allow them to feel each ingredient as we change it, because that is the attunement. I talk to them about, you know, feel your body. If you've got a sensitivity, your body will be talking to you. You know, if you're experiencing some sort of expression, it may come in a headache. It may come in mucus, thickened mucus or congestion where you're, you know, coughing after you've eaten something or clearing your throat because mm-hmm. your mucus is congesting, or you may have some diarrhea or constipation. There are many signs. Your joints might be achy. Your vision might be, you know, distorted or shaking, or you might see floaties in it. These are all your body's way of talking to you. And when we look at this, we look at nature and look at the source of nature and how she can help us. It might just be through breath, but most of it can be through our nutrition. And like you talked about zinc, well, zinc comes in many, many foods, things like pumpkin seeds, a lot of seafood, you know, but if people aren't eating these foods, they're going to be deficient. And I think signs of zinc deficiency can come through differently in each person.
Yeah.
But there is a tonic that you can get. Actually it's just a little dropper, and you taste it, and each taste, or as you taste it, each taste that you get indicates the level of deficiency that might be there. And one of the biggest things is, you know, we're self-regulating. And when I talk about that, if anything's overactive, you know, we need to bring it back into that normal mm-hmm. space. If we're underactive in anything, we need to bring it into that normal, you know, response. And this is where people are really, really struggling, because their response to things is either overreactive and we're becoming sensitive, and then we're growing into allergies, and we're growing into autoimmune. We're seeing so many autoimmune disorders now. And this is all emanating from our immune system becoming so confused in the gut, because 80% of our immune system lives there. And a lot of that immune system is our good bacteria. They are our guardians, or our kaitiaki in our gut. They guard us, you know, and that's like having a diverse garden full of beautiful plants, like flowers, fruits, vegetables. When you've got it growing diversely like that, you've got no room for weeds to grow or to get in. The integrity is good. Your soil's good, like the mucous membrane, you know, but we need to have that balance to have that response. And when we don't have that response, when we get these symptoms, and these symptoms, like I said, they can come through in many different forms. A lot of people could get, you know, just achy joints, achy bones after they've eaten something that's not serving them, or if they haven't slept properly. You know, when we sleep, we don't realize, but we set ourselves up for sleep from the moment our feet hit the floor.
In the morning,
yeah.
Okay, one of the things I'm hearing from you is it's really important for our listeners to take on board. I'd love for them to leave with some practical insights or strategies, is maybe to really start taking note. And literally, if you're the type of person to actually take notes, like write it down, because it's hard to remember. What do you notice after you eat a certain meal? So like literally write down what you had for dinner, and then maybe within the next hour or two, if you're noticing you're coughing, or there's the mucus thing, or maybe you're a bit itchy, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is the kind of thing, it's almost like a food diary, but that we can look back on and maybe see some patterns. What I'm asking, Bridget, is what are some of the steps for people to be their own health authorities, being a conscious of what you put in your body? You talked about in every orifice. What are some other things?
I think as well, just searching out, you'll know what your pain point is, and searching out people that can help with that pain point. You know, I mean, there's so many podcasts out there. I actually am one of Dr. Zach Bush's International Journey of Intrinsic Health Coaches. Now, what that means is we go through a journey of learning actually who I am, how I flow in life, what are the best things for me to do to rest my body. We've all got this ancient knowing, and it's the remembering of it. We need to forget this programming and remember who we are. And when I say that, we're 70 trillion cells, and each cell produces 0.7 volts in energy. And when you times that by 70 trillion, you end up with so much light. And we don't actually, I mean, we produce more light energy than the sun, and we don't give ourselves this actual celebration or honor. And honoring that is really important. There's so many people out there, but I do run a community. I have a community called The Remembering, and we go through different things. Plus, there's workshops, there's many things that you can do. There's books you can read, so many books on different things. I mean, I've had a lifetime of learning in this industry, and I think when you feel the pull to someone, that's when you're being called. That's your gut calling you into that realm to say, hey, work with this person, you know. And it's not necessary you need to work with that person for life. It's the tools that you're gaining right now for the level you're at in your journey. And nothing's ever wrong. You know, you might eat something and feel that it's not good for you, but you might like it. But, you know, it's knowing that, grabbing hold of it and making a change from that. And that change might not come overnight, but it's steps in the right direction.
And I like what you said about attunement. So is that something that you can help people do, which is attuning their own, not just diet, I think like lifestyle, like it also includes mindset, like thoughts and things like that. I really like that concept of attunement. Is that something you can assist people with if they want to be more in tune with their own health, but they don't know the steps?
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I get people to do when they work with me is to tune into themselves with their ascension through nature. Because we ascend through nature, and this is what we're not giving full reverence to. So when I say attune, it's teaching you your body's response and how you're responding, not just in your body and the symptoms that you're feeling, but also the feelings. You know, a lot of people talk about I am because I think. It's actually I am because I feel. We're here to feel as humans. And so when we start feeling into these, you know, responses, and we start to really validate them for ourselves, then we're on the right path. And others will start validating them around you too. Because as you start doing that, we're spiritual beings. We start to pull in that energy. Energy travels. So, you know, whatever you think, whatever you speak, it will travel. So these are all ways we can attune. But one of the biggest ways is sitting with nature, whether that be sitting under a tree or whether that be sitting in the on the beach, sitting in the sun, you know, soaking in her energy. It's like we are plants. We need that photosynthesis too.
I think that's a big one for teenagers as well, because I don't know if anyone else out there, I've got three teenagers at the moment. One of them is more of a sunny teenager, meaning she literally spends more time in the sun. But the other two, one's into performing arts and he's in a band. You know, these are all indoor activities. The other one is quite an introvert. And you know, he's kind of like a one man dog. Like he just loves to stay home, doesn't love to go out and do too many things. And so he spends a lot of time inside. So what are one or two things that you can share with our listeners today if they do have teenagers or they want to support or empower their teenagers to be their own health authority? What are one or two other things they can encourage with the teens?
Yeah, I think when we get our teens out of bed to see the sunrise, they'll feel different in themselves, and you'll watch their mood change too. They can go back home and go to bed and eat breakfast later. But, you know, it's setting their circadian rhythm. The other thing is, you know, the what they're consuming is really important. And like I say, they're consuming a lot of this digital technology. And so knowing what the tools are from nature to actually bring that back into modulation, because they're overstimulating their bodies. And so bringing that back into modulation. There's a lot of our teens and a lot of people that are really lacking in vitamin D.
Mm.
And vitamin D is a real mood balancer, you know. And to be honest, there's a lot of regulation in our supplement industry around different supplements. And vitamin D is one of the ones that has been regulated lately, that anything over 1,000 IU should be prescription only.
Because most of it that people can get at the corner chemist is quite low, right?
Yeah, well, everything that you buy retail is not at therapeutic dose.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a naturopath, I deal with therapeutic dose only. So I do practitioner only products, which are, you know, supplements which I source individually for people, because I import a range from the US too, Symbiotica. And I use that a lot with my clients, and they see a lot of really amazing, you know, results with in short time periods. But, you know, it's about getting the body back into responding normally. We're either in this you know, and that's with our teenagers as well. And that's what I mean about owning your story. You know, as a woman, I've been in stages where, you know, I've my body's been imbalanced through menopause too. You know, menopause is a huge one. But that imbalance that we get, it can really drive different expressions, and that can drive things like emotions, you know, our hormones when they're out of balance, driving our emotions and actually making us respond in ways that shock ourselves, you know, with rage or anger. And yet that's in the moment. And then we all grab hold of that and feel the guilt and shame of that, and actually make that part of our story, and hold on to that moment, and not actually hold on to the other moments that we've actually been nourishing everything in our environment and ourselves.
So when you're talking about being the author of your own story, are you talking about, you know, showing up the way that we want to and not just defining ourselves by how we might have behaved in the past or when we were having a really bad day? But obviously health plays a massive part in how we show up. Is that kind of what you mean about the story?
Well, the health is everything, because if you don't have your health, you're going to be responding in ways that are not you, you know, and you won't find the true you if you're not in that balance. That's what I mean. In your neutral space, you'll be magic. You'll be, you know, you'll be the true you, as you talk about when and many of the things that you do. You've got to find that balance to come back and know how to or know who you are. And we've been so programmed into this thinking that, you know, everything that we do that is wrong or it's bad, or, you know, and that we've got to hold on to that and work on that. Well, you know, release it, let it go, surrender to it. We're building a new story forward. And we've got the tools from nature to do that with things like, you know, just walking bare feet in nature, going into the sea. I think many people need to grab hold of their story, see what their health is, how they've been, you know, dealing with their body, because many people willy-nilly pop different things into their mouth, pop different things onto their, you know, tinana, onto their skin, onto their body, and actually watch different things which are really quite traumatic.
Yes.
Bringing up things that are perhaps wounds. You know, and we've all got wounds that we need to, you know, work with. But, you know, it's not, we don't have to go deep into it. We can recognize it, release it, and bless it for what it is, and know for what it is. It's not something that we need to grab hold of and hold on and make it our story and let it define us. That's not what it's about. We're here to be divine. And I do believe that we're all on a journey of divinity, of finding our own light, our own self. And one of the things I do talk about regularly is water, the water we consume. Because when we talk about water, water is the life force and has the electrical potential to keep us alive. So when we talk, and water brings in the light, and light is information that allows us to be in form. So, you know, everything that we're doing, just drinking water from a tap unconsciously is actually not serving you. We have to think about what's serving us and become more conscious.
Well, I really love the analogy you started. Bridge, we're just running out of time, but I really love the analogy you started with, which was around like baking the cake. And it's like water is one of the key ingredients, being intentional about the quality of water, being intentional about the creams you're putting on your skin or what you're putting in your hair and things like that. All right, Bridget, I would love to hear, and I'm sure the listeners would as well, what is coming up for you and how can people connect with you online? How can they get in touch?
Oh, Nat, thanks. I'm www.bridgetclear.com. That's my website. And on my website, I have a new membership launching today, actually, tomorrow, because today's my birthday. And I'm doing a gut health, mental health online talk, educational on basically unlocking the codes to mental well-being. It's a masterclass. And after that masterclass, I'm going to be beginning a membership, which is the remembering. And it's all about really remembering who we are, remembering yourself, self-love, self-care, and health should be fun. You know, and in this mental, in this gut health talk, I'll be talking a lot about our barriers and our boundaries, our self-identity, how we diversify in life and how we bring different life forms to us to diversify and evolve. And also, you know, just talking about who we are and biologically how we, you know, work with our ecosystem that we live within and without. So, yeah. So I'm doing that tomorrow night on the 3rd. It's online, so people can connect with me through my website or my Instagram account, which is BridgetClear_TheRemembering or The Remembering on Facebook.
I think I can remember that.
Well, it's all about remembering who we are, our roots, you know, and our ancestral ways. And one of the things that really dropped clearly for me is, you know, our ancestors never really had a separate arm of health. They lived health every day by what they did. We need to go back to living every day in joy and, you know, being healthy in that space.
Well, Bridget, I know you're a wealth of knowledge in so many areas. Some people might be wondering, do you also do one-on-one consults? Because I imagine your membership is a group thing and the masterclass is an online training. Do you also do one-on-one consultations online and in person?
Absolutely. I also import a range of vegan, organic, liposomal supplements from the US. So they're therapeutic dose and all made from food. So no synthetics in them. And I prescribe a lot of those through my consults. And I also have an online shop for those. I make it a lot of rongoā as well. So herbal medicines and different medicines from nature to help people realign. So I definitely do individual health. And the purpose of the membership is to really allow people on their own time to come back to their own inner knowing and their own intrinsic way of journeying with joy. And that's healthy.
Amazing. Well, my last question is there anything else you want to share with us to wrap things up? You probably just did it, but is there anything else you want to share before we go? All on the topic that we covered today, which is being your own health authority.
Yeah, well, it's all about writing our own story and what we want to manifest into that story. So you are the author. How it turns out is up to you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Bridget, for coming on today. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.